Unit 3, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. A. Read the lyrics of a song. Then listen to the tape or the CD and sing in chorus.
Listen to a job hunting experience, then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
It never occurred to me that the ownership of the tuck shop would be transferred and I would lose my job. I had never been engaged in any other field, so I took the retraining course for domestic helpers to learn how to handle household chores. Just like other job seekers, I had to face keen competition after the course. None of my jobs lasted long, and I felt helpless. I felt at a loss. I was scared, and the sky seemed to be falling down. I lost my temper even over very trivial things. My friend said that it was not the way I had been. While I was in a state of depression, Mrs. Lam asked me to enroll in the employment program for the middle-aged together with her. Then I attended the workshop under the program. At first, I only tried my luck, but later on, I began to realize that it was quite useful. I recalled what an instructor said. You can't change the weather, but you can change your mood. I didn't quite get it when it first came to my ear. Now I understood what he meant, was that we should not panic in the face of difficulty. Only then would we be able to make the best of our talents. After attending a number of interviews, I finally got a suitable job. It gave me a salary and relieved the pressure of basic needs.
2. Text. Kathy is looking for a job. Scene 1. Kathy greets her landlady at the apartment.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you sleep after your long bus ride?
Oh, I slept like a log. I was dead to the world.
Help yourself to some coffee. Use the big blue mug. Consider it yours.
Thanks. The coffee smells good.
The milk's in the refrigerator. The sugar's on the table.
Oh, that's okay. I take it black.
You want a vitamin?
No, thanks.
So, what are your plans for today?
I have a job interview at school.
Oh, that's why you look so businesslike.
Do you think it's okay? I'm not quite sure what they expect.
It's fine. What kind of job are you applying for?
I don't know. I'm supposed to work at the college to cover some of my tuition.
Oh, college is so expensive these days. I don't know how anybody can afford it.
Some people get scholarships. There are student loans and work-study programs like mine.
Yes, but not everyone can get it.
Oh my gosh! Look at the time. I don't want to be late for my interview. Can you tell me how to get to the college by bus?
Take a right, go 2 blocks, you'll see the bus stop. Take the number 1 bus. Ask the bus driver to tell you where to get off.
By the way, when is the rent money due?
Actually, it's due today, but you can give it to me in a few days. Good luck with your interview.
Thanks.
Scene 2. In the first job interview at the school office.
Hello, I'm Catherine Blake.
Hi, I'm Anne Miller. How can I help you?
I'm a new student. I'm here about my work-study arrangement.
Oh, didn't you receive our latest letter?
What letter?
We sent out a letter dated August the 10th. Because of budget cuts, we had to cancel our work-study program this year. But don't worry, you still have your partial scholarship.
What? Do you mean you don't have a job for me?
I'm afraid not.
I can't believe this. How am I going to pay for college?
We tried to notify everyone. I'm really very sorry, but because of government budget cuts, there's just no money for these programs.
But I was counting on that money to help pay for tuition, books, living expenses, and rent.
I understand. We do have some alternatives. Sometimes there are jobs off campus that come in. Why don't you check our bulletin board outside?
Outside?
Uh-huh, in the hallway. And I'll keep your resume here on file.
I don't have a resume.
You'll need one. Here, use this one as a sample, and you can use our computer lab to type it and print it out.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Scene 3. At the telephone booth.
Yes, I'm available right away. A car? No, I don't have a car. Hello, I'm calling about the ad in the paper for a part-time receptionist. No, I worked in a factory for 6 years. Just a minute. Hold on. I have to put in some more money. Just a moment. Hello? Hello? I'm calling in response to your ad in the paper. Yes. Yes, I can come over right now. Oh, yes.
In the second job interview. Oh, I see you work for a computer company.
Yes, I worked for Ball Information Systems in Boston.
Could you tell me about your job there?
I supervised a small department. I looked after the day-to-day operations, quality control, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We need someone with a background in data entry. You're familiar with all the various computer programs, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't really type that well. I didn't use the computers. I built them.
I see, Miss Blake. Well, we're interviewing a lot of people.
Excuse me. I could learn very fast.
Well, thank you anyway for coming in.
Yeah?
In the third job interview.
I'm here about the job you advertised in today's paper. Here's my resume. I'll have references in a couple of days.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, I have 6 years' experience in computer manufacturing. I have experience as a team leader. I'm organized. I'm a hard worker.
Well, secretarial is what I'm interested in.
Oh, I do some typing and light bookkeeping, but I'm available only part-time.
What do you do the rest of the time? You're not, married, are you?
No, I'm starting College of Music. Your ad in the paper said the job was part-time. I just want to make sure it's definitely part-time.
Part-time? That's possible.
And what exactly is the job?
I'm looking for a personal secretary.
Mm-hmm. And what are the responsibilities?
You know, you answer the phone and do filing and make coffee, that sort of thing. Work closely with me.
What is the salary?
Well, now, that depends. I mean, let's just say that I'd like to have an attractive woman working with me. What do you say?
I say forget it.
Scene 4. Back to the apartment and greeted by Betty, Kathy's neighbor.
Hey, Kathy, how was your day?
Don't ask.
Was it that bad?
I went in for a job interview at the college, but no job. Budget cuts.
Oh no. What are you gonna do?
I answered a few want ads, but no luck.
What about an employment agency? That's what I did.
I tried, but I don't have enough word processing skills.
It's not easy to find a job. I was lucky to find mine.
And in one place, a factory. That guy said he wanted an attractive woman to work for him. And then he touched me.
No, disgusting. That's sexual harassment. That happened to me too.
I mean, don't you feel like just slapping them?
I did. And then I lost my job.
Scene 5. Kathy with a new boyfriend at the restaurant.
Thomas, this is delicious.
Hi there, Kathy. This is my brother, Andrew. It's a pleasure to meet you, Kathy.
Nice to meet you.
Why don't you pull up a seat? All right. Andrew runs the business here for my parents. He's the dutiful son. Somebody has to do it. Kathy's from Boston. She's here to study at the San Francisco College of Music. Congratulations. An excellent school from what I hear. You know, I want my son to take music lessons.
It's good to start as young as possible.
Thomas's cell phone rings.
Excuse me.
Absent for a moment.
So you must be excited about going to music school.
Yes, if I can find a way to pay for it.
Oh, is there a problem?
Well, I was supposed to have a job at school, but it fell through because of budget cuts.
So you're looking for something else?
I tried an employment agency and answered some ads, but no luck.
Maybe you can give guitar lessons to my son, Alex.
Well, maybe. I did teach some kids in Boston. How old is he?
He's 10. Here's a picture of him. A little old.
Oh, he's adorable.
He's a good kid. I wish I could spend more time with him, but this restaurant takes up so much of my time. You know, I just remembered, they're looking for someone at Alex's after-school program. Maybe you should call the director.
An after-school program?
Yeah, you know, sports, music, arts, crafts. I'll give you the director's name and number. Call her tomorrow. Tell her I recommended you.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Oh, sure.
Back to the table.
Andrew, I leave the table for a minute and you're giving Kathy your phone number. I just had an idea for a job for her. Yeah, well, it wasn't washing dishes here, was it? No, I'm saving that for you. If you'll excuse me, I have things to do in the kitchen. Good talking to you.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for dinner and the tour.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'll call you tomorrow or the next day.
I'd like that.
New words.
Tuition.
Loan.
Block.
Arrangement.
Bulleting.
Resume.
Receptionist.
Response.
Entry.
Manufacture.
Secretarial.
Available.
Definitely.
Word processing.
Harassment.
Slap.
Agency.
Adorable.
Proper nouns.
Catherine Blake.
Kathy.
Anne Miller.
Betty.
Thomas.
Andrew.
Part 2. Language and use. 1. Dialogue. Why you want to work for a newspaper? Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
I can see by your resume here that you studied business administration.
That's right.
So I wonder why you want to work for a newspaper?
I did reporting for the university newspaper at my school, and I've always been very interested in journalism.
But journalism, it's a very different profession from administration. You know a lot about administration. Why don't you choose to work for a company looking to train managers?
I studied administration, yes, but I'm more attracted to writing articles. I want to use my knowledge of business to write financial news.
A news reporter must expect to work many hours.
I know that the profession requires dedication.
You should expect to work more than 50 hours a week, and there is a lot of pressure in this job. You have to get stories in by the deadline. You have to be very independent. You have to know how to arrange things by yourself.
I know that beginning reporters work long hours. I'm very willing to take on the challenge.
May I ask how well you know the city?
I grew up here.
But you went to college in Maine, so you haven't lived here for almost 5 years, yes?
Yes, that's true. But I grew up on the north side of town, and I know the city very well. I have no trouble getting where I need to go.
That's good, because if you are hired, we will be sending you everywhere. The job is in the city news department.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Judging by the stories you gave us, I'd say your writing is very good. Have you written things other than newspaper stories?
I have experience writing newsletters for a health club. I mentioned that in my resume.
You did that while you were in school?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I see it. Well, I think our interview is complete then. Are there any questions you would like to ask me?
No, not at the moment.
All right then. We will probably be giving you a call in 10 days or so. I have to interview several more people.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones.
New words.
Administration.
Journalism.
Profession.
Dedication.
Deadline.
Arrange.
Mention.
Proper nouns.
Alex Jones.
Morgan.
2. Pair work. Mimic interview on a senior student. Reference answer.
Where are you studying?
I am studying at Shanghai College of Politics and Law.
When will you graduate from that college?
This coming July.
What degree will you receive?
I will receive a bachelor's degree.
What is your major?
My major is economic law.
How have you been getting on with your studies so far?
I have been doing quite well at college, and I'm sure to get my Bachelor of Economic Law degree this coming July.
Did you get any honors or records at your college?
Yes, I got the college scholarship in my second and junior years.
Were you involved in any club activities at your college?
Yes, I was in the swimming club for 3 years, and I won the second in the swimming contest on campus in 2011.
How do you think the education you have received will contribute to your work in this company?
I have already learned a lot at college, and I hope to be able to make practical use of it in your company. My specialization at the university is just in line with your requirement.
3. Text. What not to say in a job interview?
It's not all that difficult to completely blow a job interview. Showing up late, wearing inappropriate clothing, and answering your cell phone are a few good ways to kill your chances. Sticking your foot in your mouth will do the job as well. Candidates that seem perfect at first get crossed off the list by saying something senseless when asked a routine interview question. Here are a few responses that are sure to send you straight out the door. So, tell me a little about yourself. If your answer begins with your place of birth, experience in grade school, or your bad relationship with your parents, you can pretty much consider the interview over. It's safe to assume they want you to give a bit of background on your professional history. Ask them where they'd like you to begin, says Catherine Thompson, an executive recruiter and author of 10 Steps to Finding the Perfect Job. Are they looking for your entire professional background or just your most recent work experience? Why do you want to leave your current job? You should actually want to leave your job if you're going on interviews. You shouldn't say you are just looking for a change, and you definitely shouldn't badmouth your employer. It's okay to bring up a problem with your current employer, says J. Patrick Gorman, co-founder of iFind Group, an executive recruiter based in New York, but you have to show how you attempted to solve it so you don't sound like a whiner. Rita Boyle, a senior executive search consultant with New Jersey-based Cornerstone Search Group, suggests explaining how the change is the next logical step for your career path. Explain why you're running to their company instead of why you're running away from your current one, Boyle says. Other no-nos? Noting that you want to leave your company or join a new one because of anything relating to location, pay, or benefits. What are your biggest strengths and weaknesses? The worst way to answer this question is without the slightest pinch of modesty. Weaknesses? I don't have any weaknesses, is the worst thing possible to say, says Gorman. A less obvious but still awful answer? Identifying a weakness but not explaining how you got through it. It's important to acknowledge your downfalls but explain how you've been able to work around them as well. When it comes to discussing strengths, don't give yourself an endlessly glowing review. But don't go with a one-size-fits-all answer either. Mark Heschberg, a career skills professor at the Levine Institute in New York City, says almost every candidate gives a platitude about being smart or hardworking. 95% of the candidates gave me the same answer. Can you tell me anything that distinguishes you from them? He says. How would your current or former colleagues describe you? This is not an opportunity to simply reframe your strengths. There's a difference between how you and everyone you work with would describe you, says Thompson. Think about what people at each level of the workforce look to you for, says Thompson. Your subordinates, for example, might say you're fair, and are always looking to pass along useful knowledge and opportunities to gain experience. What is your goal for the short term? Never imply that you'll be leaving in short order to start your own business, go back to school, or that you see yourself in the interviewer's job. You might define short term as the next 6 months, and your interviewer might be thinking in terms of the next 18 to 24 months, so it's important to clarify the time frame. Otherwise, your answer may not be to the point. Are there certain tasks or types of people you don't like? This is a particularly loaded question, according to Stephen Raz, co-founder of Cornerstone Search Group, so make sure to tread carefully. Steer clear of any answer that can be offensive to authority figures, he counsels. At the same time, Professor Bruce Hurwitz, with a New York City executive recruiting firm, advises not to feign a universally agreeable manner. Be honest here, and note the things you tend to avoid, whether it's people who are overly chatty or jobs that require endless data input. As long as the tasks or personalities aren't going to be an inherent part of the role. Do you have any questions? Coming up blank on this is a good way to show that you aren't thoughtful or interested in the job, says Raz. No-nos include asking about compensation for the job, what the company does, if you can work from home, how much vacation time you'll get, or how often you can expect pay raise or promotion, etc. ask queries that will help match up your skills, experiences, and accomplishments with what they're looking for, advises Raz. Instead of fumbling in the final minutes of the interview, be prepared with a few great questions that show you're interested in both the company and the job.
New words.
Blow.
Inappropriate.
Candidate.
Routine.
Assume.
Executive.
Recruiter.
Entire.
Current.
Attempt.
Consultant.
Slight.
Obvious.
Platitude.
Reframe.
Distinguish.
Subordinate.
Gain.
Imply.
Clarify.
Particularly.
Authority.
Counsel.
Inherent.
Query.
Accomplishment.
Fumble.
Proper nouns.
Carolyn Thompson.
Patrick Gorman.
Rita Boyle.
New Jersey.
Cornerstone Search Group.
Mark Hirschberg.
Levine Institute.
Stephen Reyes.
Bruce Hurwitz.
Part 3.
Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and practice, paying attention to the stress of polysyllabic words.
Particular.
Psychology.
Democracy.
Liberation.
Terrific.
Declaration.
Scientific.
Complicated.
Interpretation.
Romanticism.
Introduction.
Optimistic.
Participate.
Appreciate.
Preparation.
Sufficient.
Pronunciation.
Economy.
Photogenic.
Necessary.
B. 1. Try to pronounce the following IPA of words correctly and pay attention to the stressed syllables.
Interesting.
Temporarily.
Mathematics.
Paragraph.
Hospital.
Industrious.
Masterpiece.
Upstairs.
Neighborhood.
Geography.
Revolution.
Civilize.
2. Read the following polysyllabic words and pay attention to their stressed syllables.
Methodology.
Majority.
Artificial.
Recorder.
Reliable.
Statistics.
Convenience.
Possibility.
February.
Secretary.
Establishment.
Capital.
Experiment.
Television.
Historical.
Institute.
Regulation.
Actually.
Relaxation.
Quotation.